Well, I think we need greater clarification from the regulator and the government. I honestly don't understand how they're going to interpret court. It's really important, and I accept that ruling of the Supreme Court. But now we need to understand what it actually means in practice. So we're going to need more guidance. But at the moment, I think everyone is in the dark.
Well, what do you say to those women who say, actually, this means now that these are single-sex spaces for women, women's toilets? We went yesterday. Makes that clear.
Well, we had single-sex spaces protected under the Equality Act before. So we're trying to understand what this ruling means. Does that extend that protection? Does it change it in any way? And until we get guidance from the regulator, we're not going to know. I think people are really confused out there. And I have to say, I share that confusion.
What would you say to any trans person today following yesterday's ruling? Is the UK still a place for them?
Well, the judges said that the rights of transgender people should be upheld, that there shouldn't be discrimination against them. I think that many people, transgender and everyone else, will want to have clarification because, frankly, none of us really understand what the full implications will be for many businesses.
Do you understand why some transgender people may feel that this is a blow to their cause and their rights?
I'd say it's really important in this whole debate that we reduce the hostility and the toxicity and we really listen to each other and we make sure that when the guidance is eventually issued, it's properly understood by everybody. But, you know, people are anxious out there and we should be sensitive to their concerns. Everybody should.